IDF targets Iranian intel sites, training camp in Syria. By Deborah Danan on January 21, 2019. Tel Aviv, the IDF conducted a series of strikes overnight Sunday against Iranian weapons warehouses, intelligence sites and a training camp in Syria in response to what it said was a premeditated missile attack on Israel earlier in the day that was meant as a warning from Tehran against further strikes. The Israel Air Force also targeted Syrian air defense systems that shot at Israeli fighter jets, including a Russian-made Panzer S-1 battery, the army said. "We have started striking Iranian targets in Syrian territory," a military statement said. "We warn the Syrian armed forces against attempting to harm Israeli forces or territory." During the attack, dozens of Syrian surface-to-air missiles were fired, despite the clear warnings expressed by Israel to refrain from attacking. As a result, a number of Syrian air defense batteries were also attacked, the statement added. Sunday's overnight raid destroyed one of Iran's largest weapons storehouses, the main storage hub for its force, near Damascus International Airport, IDF spokesperson Jonathan Conerick has said. The IDF rarely issues official confirmation of strikes carried out in Syria. 4 Syrian soldiers were killed in the strikes, according to Russia. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 7 other fighters, likely from Iranian militias, were also killed in the strikes. The medium-range missile that was intercepted by the Iron Dome defense system over the Hermon ski resort on Sunday was Iranian-made, the army said. The missile was launched by Iranian troops, not by proxies, not by Shiite militias, not by Syrian troops, but Iranian troops with an Iranian missile, Conerick has said. According to the Yedioth Ahronoth newspaper, the missile carried a warhead weighing nearly half a ton. The Iranian missile attack occurred on the heels of another round of Israeli airstrikes. "We understand that the Iranians are trying to change the context and deter us from our policy and our strategy of fighting Iranian troops in Syria," Conerick has said. "They thought they could change the rules of engagement. Our response was a rather clear one, with a message to Iran and Syria that our policies have not changed." Conerick has also said the missile was fired from a location near Damascus in an area that we have been promised that the Iranians would not be in. A promise presumably made by Russia, although Conerick has refused to confirm this. The Iranian rocket launch took place after very lengthy preparations and a decision-making process that concluded months ago, Manili said in a statement. Syria is paying a heavy price for its approval of the rocket operation and the fire yesterday toward the northern Golan, Manilis added. The Syrians had prepared for the operation, which was planned beforehand. The attack was an Iranian attempt to strike at Israel. Israel holds Syria responsible for any attacks emanating from its territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who currently is on a visit to Chad, responded to the Israeli raids in a statement. "We have a defined policy to harm Iranian entrenchment in Syria and to harm anyone who tries to harm us." Earlier this month, Netanyahu confirmed that Israel was behind another bombardment on Iranian targets in Syria. Last week, the prime minister warned Iran to get out of Syria unless it wanted to continue being attacked by Israel. "I'm telling you, get out of there fast. We won't stop attacking," he said. Iran's Air Force commander on Monday warned that his country is ready to fight a war that would end in Israel's disappearance. "We're ready for the decisive war that will bring about Israel's disappearance. Our armed forces are prepared for the day when Israel will be destroyed," Brigadier General Aziz Nazirzadeh said, according to Iranian media reports.